We have Rebecca Shabiris from Wink Models Australia on the line with us now. Rebecca, thank you so much for your time. So, Rebecca, people argue that in the body positivity posts, the content not only encourages people to be mentally positive, but it's also about physical appearance, which has been overemphasized in a sense. Do you agree that it has?
I do agree. I think some posts are purely about physical appearance, and I think with apps such as Instagram, sometimes we only see that visual aspect of it. But a lot of posts also focus on the mentality of being body conscious and confident. I do think it can be difficult when these posts are visual rather than reading something or listening to like a podcast sort of thing. But I do think that it's something that is becoming more popular and trending to listen into talk shows and do these sort of podcasts.
Sure, sure. And so from the perspective of being a professional model, how have you kind of seen this body positivity movement kind of change and become highly commercialised? How have you seen it in your eyes?
So for being a professional model, I have seen a lot of more curve campaigns are something that's becoming a lot more popular now. And I'm seeing a lot more ads for girls that are aged between, size between like a size 10 and to like an 18. And it's really good to see that brands are now creating fits for girls that are bigger. And I think it's a really great thing to give these girls a chance to be really confident in their bodies and show everyone that it is beautiful to be big.
Right. And so this new body image movement, body neutrality, which focuses on, you know, body functionality, not so much the superficialities of how you look. Do you have faith in this movement kind of gaining force?
I think with the health and fitness movement especially, it's becoming a really big thing. And I think sometimes it's a great idea to not look so much at your physical appearance, but focus on how you feel. I know personally, sometimes I feel like I can be a little bit too skinny some days or bigger some other days. But when I feel good about myself and I'm being active and eating well and just focusing on how my body's functioning, I feel a lot better in my own skin. So I think that's a really great thing for girls that are skinnier and girls that are bigger to be focusing on.
Completely. It's crazy that we can even separate the two when they're so, reliant on each other.
Yeah, of course.
So I think it is positive to bring out those kind of healthy memos as well. And so what would you say, just to wrap up, how can we find the perfect balance between, this one body positivity movement and the kind of up-and-coming neutrality movement? What do you think should be valued over the other, or is it a balance between the two?
I think a balance between the two is definitely needed. I think some people respect visual more than just information at times. So finding a balance between those two and finding a way to work in looking well and being physical about it, but also with your mentality and just eating well and everything, I think those combined will create a really great movement and something that people can actually follow, because when girls are basically looking at visuals all the time, it's hard for them to adapt to that or try and copy that. So finding a balance and giving them a way to actually put that into their own lives and think that it can work, I think that's something that's really great.
Completely, I agree too. And Rebecca, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.